Well, howdy people. Well, I guess I'm on a downer today. But like everything else, the entertainment industry, the music industry, especially the film industry, has gone downhill greatly. For instance, bands used to be quite popular. Now, these people could play their instruments. They could sing. You go listen to them sort of live and they sound just as good as they did on a record. But they were actually playing live and singing. Nowadays, you go to see somebody who's a singer or whatever, half the time they're not singing. It's just a recording played back, and they're miming it. And it's because usually they don't have the talent to make it sound as good as they did on the record, without all the tweaks. It's now far more important, the presentation. Do they look the part? Doesn't seem to matter whether they have the talent or not. This is a very young Britney Spears. Before she went doolally. She wasn't a great singer at all, not without help. But she looked the part. But you notice these type of people don't seem to last very long. Because when the fame goes away, there isn't much left to offer. And of course most of her fans are gonna be femmes. And she was put under some kind of conservatorship because she was mentally unstable. And the conservatorship was to protect her. But all her fans, mostly femmes, cried, "Free Britney!" Of course, eventually, they did. And now the fans are saying, maybe she does need help. A bit late. So once again, femmes were wrong. You have longevity in the entertainment business and music business if you have one thing, talent. And you don't hear anything from Britney Spears except a crazy video. It was all just show and tell. Now, here's somebody else. This is Biper, I think, or Bieber. Bieber, I think you call it. I mean, I was never into all this anyway, of course. Then I guess he could sing a little bit when he was very young. And the main thing, of course, was that he was cute. And who do you think was the bulk of most of his fans? Femmes. But since he's got older and he's not cute anymore, is he writing songs and still singing? I don't think so. Of course, we're supposed to feel sorry for these people. Really? They've got more money than I could ever imagine. They can do anything they want, whenever they want. I mean, maybe if somebody wrote a song for him, wrote the music, played the music, and they dressed him up in a certain way and tweaked his voice. But I don't think it's gonna happen. Oh, my God. I gotta do it. Here's another made-up band called the Spice Girls, quite a few years ago. Now, none of them could really actually sing. It was all about the outfits and show and tell. And they lasted a certain amount of time, and then it was done. They tried to revive themselves. Didn't work out too well. Then it was blamed on the sound systems, because they were there live, but really it was just them. I wonder who the most of their fans were. Femmes, of course. And I'm not sure, but I think the idea for this band was a guy. And during the recording sessions, they had to turn some of their mics off because they sounded so bad. And because I've shown you quite a few talentless artists, as they were, here's one that had talent. Didn't need razzmatazz explosions, dancers bouncing around everywhere to take your mind off her singing. Because this femme could sing like a bird. You see, talent has longevity. A gimmick doesn't. When you look around at the movie stars, supposedly, and the celebrities, and you wonder to yourself, where is all the talent gone? Thanks for listening, guys. I'm going to have a lay down now. Good night.